It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Advice Line. I am David Masters, and this hour is live in Los Angeles and in other markets. That's 11 to midnight Pacific Coast time, Monday through Friday. And I will be here Monday through Friday, 11 to midnight, and then probably expanding that all the way to 1 a.m. So if you want to call and if you have issues that you've been contemplating and things that are going on in your life that you want to talk about, let's talk about it. The number 1-800-866-8883. And I want to ask you this question, because I really believe that change can occur, you know, like 360 degrees. There are 360 points, and this is just as a metaphor, that you can begin to move to the center. And it doesn't make any difference, I think, where you begin. So I will say to you that it begins, your change, your personal transformation begins with the first thing, the first truth that you see about yourself. And the way that you go about that is to begin to question your answers. Because see, the answers that you have in life, the answers that you've been given, many of them are wrong. And sometimes even the right answers, I remember just as an example, I used to give people advice. I don't anymore. But I had a lady that I knew that was a friend of mine for many years. So one time she asked me, what do you think I should do in this situation? And I said to her, well, what you should do is this, that, and the other thing. Well, she took what I said and she did it sort of mechanically and it backfired, and she came back to me and she was very unhappy. And the other person came back to me as well and said, did you tell so-and-so what to do and to say this to me? And I said, well, yes. But I realized one thing, and that is you have to own the understanding that is going to change your life. You can't just take information and then just repeat it. This is what many people do, and this is why your life doesn't work, because you just don't write down an answer and then apply that sort of robotically or, you know, mechanically to a problem or a situation you have in life. You have to come to an understanding. And so by questioning your answers, this is the problem that most people have, is they're operating on the basis of assuming that the answers that they have about life, about who they are and what they should be and what they shouldn't be, all these answers are true, and they come from places and people that are reliable. But unfortunately, a lot of people in life themselves don't know any better than to give us the wrong advice and to give us the wrong answers. So have you begun to question your answers? If so, call me at 1-800-866-8883. Because, see, that's the beginning of the journey of self-discovery, of real discovery, of the process of awakening, to question all the answers that you thought gave you security and comfort. That's the beginning of a whole new journey, a beginning of a whole new life. Jesus said, marvel not when I say you must be born again. But see, the being born again part of it is a rebirth of consciousness, a rebirth of awareness, a rebirth of yourself, a reawakening as a new person. See, you leave behind the old and you move towards something brand new and towards source, a real source, a source of life. And if you don't do that, then it's by choice, in my view. You choose to embed yourself in the belief systems that you have, that you've been given, your family culture, you know, your schooling, your education, your friends, your cultural beliefs. I mean, even in, for example, Iraq, you know, Sunnis and Shia, killing each other over differences of doctrine. Remember in Ireland, it used to be the Protestant and the Catholics. Slight differences, variations of doctrine. and they were killing each other. All over the world, we see people at each other's throat on differences of doctrine or differences of opinion. Are those opinions so important? Well, to the person who's defending them, they are. Are you one of those people defending an erroneous opinion with your life? Be careful. It may not be worth it. Begin to question your answers. Give me a call, 1-800-866-8883. That's Monday through Friday, 11 to midnight. I'll be doing the show. And then before that, I'll be doing 10 to 11 p.m. Pacific with my dad.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And actually, it's not Roy Masters, it's David Masters, live in Los Angeles, 1-800-866-8883, looking forward to talking to you. And I begin the program tonight with a question, and that is, are you at the point in your life where you're beginning to question your answers? And I know that, see, most of us come to a place, it's like a critical juncture in our lives, where we have a sense that we're going down the wrong road, and that we should stop, because we're not certain that as a matter of fact, we're starting to begin to doubt that everything we believed is not true. About our relationships, about our job, about the way we are living our lives, period. It all encompassing. Or it could be just one small facet of a thing. Something that's happening at work. Something that's happening within your relationship. The way you're dealing with your children. And you think, this isn't working. But what's the answer? But I say this. Question those answers. Question all the answers, because look at the world that we live in. Man, it is overflowing with answers. You know, on every magazine rack, there are dozens of magazines, you know, that have all of these articles that they offer you answers about everything from your diet to how to get, you know, the best abs in the world. To how to, you know, have a better relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever. All of this advice, overflowing. We are really drowning in answers, if you look at it objectively. We have so many answers, in fact, that we don't even know where to begin. The biggest candy store at the size of Walmart with all this candy. See, where do you begin to sample it? Where do you begin to understand whether or not this is the right answer for you? That's a really good question, isn't it? How do you know that your answers are the right answers? And I say, probably many of them are not. And the only way that you're ever going to know for yourself, or the truth for yourself, is to learn how to become objective. That's what this program talks about, for those of you who listen. And we're live tonight in L.A. and in other markets. If you want to call 1-800-866-8883, we can talk about it. I'm David Masters, and this is going to be my regular time. I'm going to be able to come in and enjoy my time with you on the air. But the point I'm making is, when you get to that point in time, maybe you're there now, and you want to begin to change, there's a right way that you have to go about doing that. The Bible says, narrow is the path that leads to life. And few are those who find it, but broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go that way. Well, when we're swept up in the popular culture, when we're swept up in, you know, the philosophies of our peer groups and the ideas of our parents and our church and our school, doesn't mean to say that some of those ideas aren't valid. But for you, you have to find your own path. And the way that you do that is you learn to stop being subjective. See? Subjective to the opinions of other people. It's very hard to get out from underneath the opinions of other people. It's very hard to stand up to people that you don't agree with. Wouldn't you agree? It's very hard to stand up to people that you're afraid of or that you need their love or approval. It's hard to say, I don't agree with you. You're wrong. It's hard to do that because you've built a life based upon those people's acceptance of you. Now, on the flip side of that, you have gang members who have built a life around being rejected by people. And those people have a tendency to cluster together for security because they're all cut from the same cloth, in a manner of speaking. See, the homeless people and the children that have single-parent families and those who are, you know, come from dysfunctional homes where the parents are drug addicts or alcoholics. See, so in the process of becoming an individual, you have to stop being outformed or taking your identity from the world that you live in. And that's when you begin to become informed, inwardly formed, formed from your own understanding of things, from seeing things clearly as they really are. So let's take a call, 1-800-866-8883. If you want to talk about where you're at right now with your answers, if you want to have a deeper understanding of following a path of awakening, I'd love to talk to you. Let's talk to Jerry in Whittier, California. Jerry, welcome to Advice Land. I'm David Masters.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Just awesome program. You mentioned Jesus Christ, and I was speaking up in my life about how I wanted positive fruit from the Spirit, and I wanted gentleness, slow to anger. I wanted to be kind. And by just reading the scriptures in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and that, and just putting aside the fleshly things like television, replacing television with prayer, being kind to my neighbors, and it's made a dramatic difference in my life. I sell real estate. I used to be hooked on methamphetamine, and yeah. I did a lot of transactions while on drugs, but I wasn't improving anybody's life. Now that I'm in scripture, my drug problem is gone completely. It's been gone for 2.5 years. I don't sell much real estate, but I do have a lot of results with helping people get off drugs. It's just awesome. I have more peace. I'm probably going to leave the real estate business and get another job. I had a big ego problem. That's why I stayed in real estate. But you're absolutely right. You know, life is in the power of the tongue, and we got to speak positive. We got to speak truth. And I really appreciate your show because it makes a difference to so many people out there, especially this hour of the night where many of them are just walking the streets not knowing what to do or where to go.
I know where you're coming from, Jerry. I hear you, but let me caution you. You know, I remember, and I'll tell you a little story just to make it real. I remember when I was 19, 20 years old, a lot of the guys that I knew had descended into the abyss of drug use. And some of them had even become heroin addicts.
Wow.
And I distanced myself from those people because, and I told them, I said, you know, if you're gonna use drugs, don't waste your time coming around me because it's not the path that I'm on.
Right.
And I tried to be as much of a friend to them as I knew how to be. But I remember some of them coming to visit me. A couple of guys came to visit me, and I said, wow, you guys are still alive? You know, kind of as a joke.
Right.
And they said, yeah, not only that, but we're Christians now. And I said, you are? Really? Well, tell me what happened. Well, we found Jesus and we converted to Christianity. And I said, and so do you think that you're going to be able to sustain, you know, your conversion? Well, they said, well, what do you mean? We're saved. And I said, so you're telling me that you don't sin anymore, right? No, not at all. Everybody makes mistakes, but, you know, you're justified. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, do you still desire to take drugs? Well, You know, I mean, yeah, but I don't. See, that's the power. That's the power that saved me. And I said, but wait a minute. If you're really saved, you wouldn't even have that desire anymore, don't you think? I mean, really, isn't that what being saved means?
Right, right.
Well, I don't know. That's not what it means to me. I mean, it means that I'm saved from giving into it. And I said, well, okay, that's one level of being saved from it. But the real salvation is that the desire itself is altogether gone, and that you're free, and that you can go on and live your life. And if you never saw a Bible again, you'd still have the power of the Holy Spirit within you, right?
Yeah. Wow.
And man, they looked at me like I was crazy.
Wow.
And you know, I'll tell you something else, Jerry. Those guys went back to drugs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you know why? Because what they got caught up with, and I'm not saying that this is you or anybody that's in the church or involved in any Christianity religion, but they got caught up with the excitement of being accepted by a group of people that was much cleaner and much more above, you know, above the fray, higher socially. They because they had guilt trailing them. You see, people that use drugs and people that live a wrong life, they always feel miserable, and that's why they need more drugs. That's the nature of addiction. Emotion is the mother of all addiction.
Yeah, the guilt is tremendous. You're right. For the guilt of the wasted years is such a burden. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, see, Jerry, I hear you, man. I understand that you're out there, and what you really want to do is you want to help other people, in a sense, to get off the drugs, because your life is so much better now that you've followed this other path. But see, just be careful, because life is full of setbacks. Life is full of problems.
Right.
And the last program that I did that everybody thought was a great show, I talked to a guy about salvation. I said, salvation is a moment-by-moment process of coming to a situation and dealing with it properly. And it doesn't just happen all at once. Some people it does. I have to say, I do believe that there are instant conversions, there are instant salvations that occur. But I think for the average person, it is incremental. It is one moment, one day at a time, and you're not saved. Even the Bible says, you know, that you have to endure until the end.
Yes.
See? And that means that at various, I mean, multiple points along the path of a person's life, you're going to be tested. Because my dad always told me, be careful, you know, what you ask for. Because if you want courage, then you're going to be given danger.
Right.
See? And if you want patience, you're going to be tested, you know, to become impatient.
Right.
And so when you're really zealous, like you are right now, you're kind of riding this wave of being, you know, not in that hell that you used to be.
Right.
But really, really, Jerry, what you need is an authentic salvation that does not come by the word, but it comes by, truly by the Spirit. And it comes in the form of a knowing that you can't really even explain to anybody.
You know,
it's a very private and secret thing that happens between you and your Creator.
I understand what you're saying. I've been doing drugs since I was in sixth grade. I'm 47 now. I've been off drugs for 2.5 years. When I stopped doing drugs, it's like all of a sudden I became unretarded. I don't mean that to make fun of anybody, but I realized that I made myself retarded. I retarded my mind.
Let me ask you this, before you go any further. You started in sixth grade. What was your family life like? Where was your mom and dad? Where were your caretakers?
Well, I was beat a lot as a kid. I was forced to kneel on...
Well, there you go. See, you lived in an abused home. So it's understandable. It's not justifiable, but it is understandable that you would be, you know, in a world of hurt. But let me do this for you, Jerry. Do you have the meditation exercise that my dad teaches?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I have a new tape that I just did. It was a program that I did back in February, and it turned out that there was so much in it that they've offered it as a product now. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Can I send you a copy of that?
Sure.
And then I want you to listen to that and call me back, and then we'll have this deeper discussion about real deep, permanent salvation. Okay?
Sounds awesome.
Okay, you stay on the line, Jerry, and I really appreciate your call. Please be a regular caller on the show.
I appreciate it.
And I'm glad. I'm very happy that you're doing better.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. 1-800-866-8883. Joseph, can you play my new commercial for me real quick? We'll take a quick floater here.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Yes, 1-800-877-3227 is the Foundation of Human Understanding phone number, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 regular business hours, Pacific Coast time. And, you know, the foundation has really, really got some amazing materials available. You should go to the website, FHU.com. You can download the meditation exercise, no charge. You give a donation if it works for you. And many people have. And, you know, in the last hour, my dad was talking about some, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, when my dad had his location down on Venice Boulevard in Culver City, I couldn't believe how many movie stars would come in right off the street. The sheriff, Sheriff Davis, Los Angeles County Sheriff, come in and sit and chat with my dad on the radio program. Movie star after movie star. These people's lives were transformed, and it continues more anonymously today than in days gone by. I don't know why. But this meditation is something that will truly liberate you if you're ready. If you're ready. But, you know, you can't be ready. You can't force yourself to be ready until you're actually at that tipping point where everything is in play, where you're ready to begin to know whatever truth you need to know about yourself, about you. Forget about what other people have done to you. It's a wasted, it's a lost cause. You know, you can get to that later when you start to deal with your own issues. See? But a lot of times, you know, we're fixated on other people. If only they would change, things would get better. No. If only you would change. See? Because that's the only power that you have to affect anything is the ability to change yourself and to become aware that you need to change and to look at what's wrong. And then begin to understand why. See? I guess I was blessed in a sense, even though I've traveled many of the same routes that other people have traveled, I always knew that that wasn't where I was meant to be. I've always known that all my life. And I always had a sense of conflict about the things that I did that I shouldn't do. Do you? I wager that you do. See, and again, we have so many answers. You know, you walk into a bookstore, and in the self-help section, there's just thousands of books. Which one has the right answer? Do they all have the right answer? Well, if that's true, then any of them will do, right? You can just pick any book out, and that'll tell you what. That's your owner's manual, isn't it? No? Oh. 1-800-866-8883. No, nobody's born with an owner's manual, but there is something, and it's the meditation exercise, the Be Still and Know, which I believe is what you experienced before the world of words and thoughts invaded your mind like a hostile army and took over. Before the time when you could understand what cruel words meant, you were at peace. All you knew was very basic, simple things. Didn't have a lot of knowledge as a compensation. You didn't have a lot of knowledge as a comfort zone. didn't have a lot of experiences. All you had was an awareness. Oh, yeah. And then that's really all you need. And now the question is, how do you find your way back to it? 1-800-866-8883. It's David Masters live in Los Angeles. Looking forward to talking to James in Pasadena. James, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good. I'm very happy.
Actually, I called your show about a year ago, and I talked to your father. And
yeah.
What I told him was, you know, for me, I drink alcohol. I probably drink alcohol 5-6 days a week.
Yeah.
I drink it because I enjoy it, not because I'm depressed or because I had a bad upbringing or anything like that. I actually enjoy just drinking alcohol. But it has become, I think, a problem. Not that it's affecting my career or anything like that, but it's become a problem. And the thing I wanted to know is, talking to your dad, he was a little short, didn't give me the answer that I was looking for, but I wanted to know, how could I curb or control my drinking? I mean, like I told you, I drink 5 or 6 days, maybe 7 days a week. And it's not because I am depressed or anything, but I just enjoy drinking. Do you have...
Well, but, you know, it kind of goes to this question back to you, James, which is what most smokers say, is that I could quit anytime I want. Can you quit? Or is it... Can you admit that you have an addiction?
You know what? The interesting thing is, yes. I heard a celebrity talk show host, I can't remember his name right now. He used to have a talk show late at night as well as you guys do. And he says, you know, alcohol addiction is not like cancer. It's an addiction and it's a disease.
No, it's not a disease. It's a personality disease, if it's anything, but it's not a disease per se.
Okay, I understand that. But, you know, if you have cancer, you don't have any choice with that. Unfortunately, you have to deal with that. And some doctors think...
But I disagree with that, too. I actually disagree with that assessment also, but go ahead.
Okay, what he was saying, it was actually, it's 106...
But just say it in your own words. Anyway, go ahead, tell me.
He said that alcoholism is a disease.
But it's not, but is that your... But wait, see, what are you saying? Are you saying that you have a disease?
I don't know what I have. The thing is, I enjoy drinking alcohol. I like drinking alcohol.
But at the same time, you suspect that it's becoming a problem.
It is. It is.
And that's because you're losing your ability to control your consumption.
And that is true.
Okay. And so what's happening is that there's a lingering issue that you have not yet, I guess, become ready to face, which is that you are using this to alter how you feel about yourself. And that's the nature of addiction. Without it, you will have some kind of, what do they call it, withdrawal.
Okay. I hope you can give me a little bit more time than your dad did.
I will. I have plenty of time for you.
This is the thing. I enjoy drinking not because, like I told you, not because I'm depressed or need money.
No, but you're telling me a story, though. But I heard that already.
Okay, but I mean, I just enjoy the feeling. Like when I have a couple drinks.
All right, but now we're getting closer to the truth. You enjoy the feeling of getting a little bit high.
Exactly.
Okay, so getting high meaning that when you're high, you feel better than when you're not high.
Okay.
Right?
I'll agree with you, but what is...
So the question then is, why don't you feel okay when you're not high?
But that's the thing. I do feel okay when I'm not high.
No, you don't. Because here's what you do. It's called delayed gratification. You push it off to the end of the day. You look forward to it all day long. And in a way, it's kind of like drags you through the day. Oh, I can't wait to get off work. I've heard every guy that I've ever worked with. Yeah, when I get off work, I'm going to go have a beer. Hold on, we'll talk some more about it. 1-800-866-8883. Please visit the website, FHU.com. Got a lot of very good stuff. You can download almost everything. And then if it works, you make a donation. Goodwill. That's what it's all about. Or call the foundation if you're looking for specific advice on materials. 1-800-877-3227. This is program number 5128. I'm David Masters. I'll be here Monday through Friday from now on. 11 to midnight, and maybe even more.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227. Now you can get Roy Masters' most popular audio programs in one special package. These 13 different programs hold something special for everyone, perfect to share with friends or to pass along to family. If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond, or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access to this.
www.patriotoutreach.org.
Hi, it's David Masters. Are you the kind of person that lets other people get under your skin?
I'm calling the police right now because I'm not doing anything wrong. You people are the ones that are doing something wrong.
Do you overreact to otherwise manageable situations?
You want to irritate somebody?
Are you like a volcano waiting to explode?
Your family might get killed. It's not a game.
There's something at the root of stress, fear, and pain, and that something is anger. What we experience as headaches, fatigue, and a multitude of pains we experience as symptoms of anger. Addiction, compulsive habits, all have their roots in the subtlest unseen angers. To understand the true nature of anger, I recommend the Anger Management Package. 3 CDs or audio tapes, plus the Be Still and Know CD. To order, call 1-800-877-3227 or go to FHU.com and order the Anger Management Package.
Going to hell! It's not a game!
$50 includes postage and handling.
Stop it!
Don't touch me!
Stop it!
To order, call 1-800-877-3227.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters, and my dad has graciously, I guess, allowed me, but also asked me to do this portion of the program from now on until otherwise stated live. And so I'm very happy to be here with you. 1-800-866-8883 is the number, and that is Monday to, through Friday, 11 to midnight Pacific time. And it means anybody can call, wherever you may be. And then pretty soon I'll be going 11 to 1 a.m. So you guys out there that are trucking, give me a call, 1-800-866-8883. I'm talking to James in Pasadena, and we're just making sure that he's there. He's good. Okay. So now, James, let me ask you one question. Let's move into this more, okay?
Okay.
What do you have anxiety about in your life?
You know what? My major anxiety in my life is not being everything that I know I can be. And what I mean by that is...
Well, let me put it to you this way. You have a fear of failure.
I see. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I do.
I know that.
That's not true. I have a fear of success.
But it's almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you achieve something, then you fear that you lose it.
But, you know, in my life, I have worked hard to get where I am right now in my life. And
yeah.
I'm very established, and I have a great job. I have a great life. I have a great family. My parents raised me in the church. I go to church, and everything is good. But unfortunately for me, my
Are you married?
I'm not married.
You're not married.
I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I want kids. I want to get married. I'm 38 years old right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want all of the things in life that the traditional life wants. And there's no negative for my family. I've never been abused as a child. I've never been, you know, the whole textbook, whatever you want to call it. But for some reason, my mother's father, my grandfather, was an alcoholic. My parents never drank, never smoked.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How did that affect you as a child, and how did that affect your parents in relationship to your grandfather?
Well, my grandfather and my grandmother got a divorce because of his alcoholism.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And yeah.
How did that affect you when you were a child?
Well, I knew that as a child, but I didn't understand it as a child. And I didn't understand it until I was probably in my 20s or mid-20s.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I want the listeners, I mean, if you can give me time, I want the listeners to understand that are like me. Alcoholism is something that is prevalent. Like, it's everywhere. And you don't have to have a problem in your life or misguided.
I understand what you're saying. You don't have to have some kind of big, big thing that has caused you to go upside down. But remember, James, that it's not the big things that are the problems. It's the little hidden secret things that drive little holes in our brains that make us go crazy.
And that's the thing I wish I could understand with your father talked to me, but like I told you, you know, a year and a half ago. And
yeah.
With you, I want to figure out how to harness it. Like, I wish I could enjoy drinking one or two drinks and be done.
No, but see, James, you're in a vicious cycle because you know that it's a problem. You've admitted as much, and yet you still can't see yourself breaking free from it.
Right.
And that's because it's a crutch, and it's because in you have a fear of not measuring up somehow. And
well,
that could be
crutch,
connected.
Though?
Huh?
What is the crutch? Like, why? I mean... I want your viewers, I mean, not viewers, your listeners.
No, but see, wait. Let me tell you something. The crutch is this. The word confidence is derived from, I believe, the Latin, which means with knowing. See, so what it is that you lack confidence in yourself. At a very deep level, you lack a certain amount of strength to have the fortitude to go it alone. Regardless of what people think.
David, can I say something, please?
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but can I tell you something? In my job, in my life, the ironic part about lacking confidence is all my friends, my coworkers, my immediate family, and my extended family, they put me on a pedestal because of how...
I understand.
Yeah.
And what you're afraid of is you're afraid of losing face. You're afraid of disappointing people.
I am. I really am.
And you're living your whole life on a teetering rock, on the edge of disaster. And you're afraid that at any moment you could lose the respect that all of these people have for you. And you know what the problem with that is? Is that you're deriving your sense of who you are from how they see you. It's classic. And that's why you have anxiety. I asked you to be in the very beginning of the segment.
Okay.
That's where your anxiety comes from. Because in order for you to sustain this, you've got to be literally perfect in their eyes. And you know you're not.
Right.
You see?
So what the drinking does,
listen to me now, because I've got the answer for you. What the drinking does is the first drink takes the edge off. The next drink takes it off a little bit more. And the next one takes it until after a while you've forgotten that you have this anxiety. Because all day long you struggle to maintain putting on a certain kind of face and having a certain appearance for the people who have you on this pedestal. They have set you up to fail. You know, movie stars like, for example, Britney Spears. Look at all the problems that she has. Everybody said, oh, she's so beautiful and she's so talented. She could do no wrong in their eyes, you see? But in fact, she's just a human being with all the same problems as everybody else, except for everybody thought she was the most wonderful thing since sliced bread. And look at her now. It's the way that everyone goes who's been put up on a pedestal and who at first tries to sustain, you know, their image of themselves through the eyes of others. Eventually, it always fails. James, it always will. See, and you're failing now because you're not that person through and through. You're that person on the outside, but on the inside, you're afraid of losing face. And then I'm sure in the culture that you come from, that's everything. See? In your personal culture, being looked up to is everything. True or false?
You're right. You're 100% right. But listen to me and everyone else that's listening right now that's probably in my position, and I hope they are listening right now. What can we do? And I'll call you back again probably tomorrow or maybe, actually, not tomorrow, but next week. What can we do to help harness that? Like, what can we
no,
do?
No, you can't harness that. You've got to transcend being, you are, let me put it to you this way. You're not a bad person, but you're not yet a good person. To be good, you have to have an authentic source from which you derive the ability to be good. Like, where do you think I get what I get? Where do you think I get it from?
No.
Hmm?
I am a good person. I like people. I enjoy people. I like...
No, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
See, you're not a bad person, but you're not really a good person yet because you don't have an authentic source from which you derive the ability to be good.
But
so you say you go to church. What would your pastor say to you if he knew you were drinking as much as you do?
Actually, you know what? I don't have to go to my pastor. My father.
But I'm just saying. Do your people, does your peer group know that you drink as much as you do?
My parents found out I drink.
Yeah.
They're very disappointed in me.
Well, of course they are.
That was probably one of the lowest points in my life. Because they're Christian. They go to church every day, probably 3 or 4 times a week.
But listen to me. Listen to yourself now, James, and listen to what you're saying.
Okay.
See, you've been living a lie. You've been trying to be everything that everyone else expected you to be, and you're on the verge of cracking. This is typical. And I'm saying you're not a bad person, James. I know you're not a bad person.
Exactly.
But you're not yet good. Because you're not really authentic. You're just being what other people expect you to be. Think about what I'm saying. That's why you have so much anxiety. That's why you feel so much stress in your life. Because you're trying to prove to everybody that you're something that you're not yet. It's a hard thing to carry. James, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're thinking beyond me right now. I told you, I know you're not a bad person. In fact, I know you are a good person on many levels, but authentically, truly, deeply down, the goodness that everybody thinks you have, you yourself know isn't there. The strength that you're supposed to have, you yourself know you don't have it. Don't you?
We got cut off. This is where we got cut off.
Okay, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying, James. Don't be contentious with me. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you see a very, very subtle thing. But you really aren't a strong person yet. And if you will admit that to yourself, your drinking will begin to subside. Because when you admit that you're not strong, you can say, okay, I'm weak. Now how do I find the strength? But you're not doing that yet. That's why you're drinking more and more and more. Because there's something eating away at you, and it's the truth about yourself.
Yeah. And I will agree with you.
Okay.
At the end of the day...
That's the first step. That's the first step.
So I need to log on to your website and...
No, I'm going to do something better for you. Do you have the meditation exercise yet? Be still and know?
And that's probably my biggest fault.
Okay, I'm going to send that to you with my new one, Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Can I do that for you?
Yes, and I really appreciate you taking your time to talk to me tonight. I really do. 'Cause I know there are people right now listening who are like, you might have an idea, but you have no idea how many people are in my boat right now.
Oh, believe me, I grew up among them. I've been there. I've walked that path with other people. I understand you, James.
The whole nine yards.
I understand where you're going and what's happening to you. I really do, and so does my dad.
All right.
My dad understands it better than I do. But see, I have more of a common language that I speak because I've been there with you guys.
That's a really good thing. I really enjoy the fact that your dad, he reminds me of my father. He's old school, and you're my school, and the combination of the two of you, really intrigues me to listen to your show because you brought a new element. Like you have an understanding of what I'm going through because we're probably in the same ballpark of the way society is now today.
Yeah.
So going to college, fraternities, playing sports and the whole nine yards, you know, and, you know, graduating and getting to a career and trying to figure out exactly what's going on in your life.
Well, I appreciate your comments, James, and the only thing that matters is that either of us or both of us can help you get beyond this so that you can realize your full potential as a person. Stay on the line because I'm going to give you a gift of some good things for you. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. We have a line open if you want to call. Are you questioning your answers yet? I'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227. What if everything you've ever been taught about religion and spirituality is wrong? Does this make you spiritual? Does this bring you to God? Is it enlightenment or hypnosis? Is this the path? No. What it really is connection with your Creator. And the way you do that is to be still and know. Mantras, chanting, thinking, any kind of mental activity takes you away from quiet knowing. If you really want to be a spiritual person, you can't force that to happen. Are you ready to find the way? Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. It is a meditation unlike any other. Visit FHU.com for a free MP3 download.
Discover the Truth That Sets You Free. Now available as a subscription, the Lecture of the Month offers the 2007 July 4th Freedom Seminar, perhaps one of the most important seminars ever given by Roy Masters. The subject was freedom. The discussions were very deep. The result was powerful. Dr. George Hader joined Roy Masters at this seminar, which added an entirely new dimension to many of the discussions. Subscribe now to the Lecture of the Month and you'll receive Part 1, the first installment of 5 life-saving days at Tall Timber Ranch. Choose to receive by mail a CD or tape every month for $200 a year. Or you can order the audio subscription on the website for just $80 a year. If you'd like to order Part 1 only, call 1-800-877-3227 and ask for the January 2008 Lecture of the Month. For more information, visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, West Coast time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome. Welcome back. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. And I appreciate James' call because if he called a year and a half ago and talked to my dad, and my dad was a little bit short with him, but there's a persistence there in him that causes him to continue to seek a truer answer. I'll just read M. Scott Peck, and then I'll take Lisa in Pennsylvania. Scott Peck said, "The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start reaching for different ways or truer answers." It's a beautiful statement. I also have a talk that I did at Tall Timber Ranch, Sunday session, called Understanding Why You're in a Rut. It's a very good talk. Also available at the foundation, FHU.com. You can download it or buy it on CD. Now let's talk to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Lisa, hello and welcome.
Hi, David. Who that quote that you just read, what's the name of the person who wrote that?
He is, I believe he's a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but his name is M. Scott Peck.
Okay.
And an interesting man, you know, kind of very close to the truth in lots of ways, but... Of course, I will have to say that there is no greater philosopher living on this earth today than my dad.
I agree.
Just my humble opinion.
I agree.
How may I be of service to you?
Let's see. I've been sober from alcohol for over 8 years. And recently admitted that I had an eating disorder, and I've been sober with that for a few months now. But before then, about maybe 6 months ago, I started smoking cigarettes. And I'm starting to discover addictions under the addictions.
Yeah, well, see, but it's what my dad would say. It's not what you're eating. It's what's eating you. So the question is, what is eating you?
Well, recently what I realized after leaving two jobs, two really good paying jobs, is that I seem to create my alcoholic home in these environments, and I seem to feel like a child all the time without any power and a victim. And I don't want to do that anymore, but I don't know how to stop.
Well, but Lisa, I mean, the answer to that is quite simple, but it's not as easily done as it is said, which is that you have to forgive the parents that hurt you.
Yeah.
You have to actually let it go. And, you know, it changed my life forever when I read this statement, and it was several years ago. But when you forgive someone, the person you're setting free is you. And you see, there's something, you know, sometimes it's very hard because you build a life around hating other people and blaming them for your problems. And so there's always that possibility that when you forgive and you let go, you start to have sort of a strange experience of not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Because really what you've become, you know, as a result of blaming and hating and you know, and acting out and being a victim a perpetual victim. This is a shell. This is not who you really are. You know, if you look at children, they're so resilient. I have two little boys, and they play, and they often, you know, they're like titans. These kids, they run into each other, and they bump heads, and then 1 minute they're crying, the next minute they're laughing. You know, this is how life should be. You shouldn't be permanently traumatized by anything. But the more you resent it, the deeper the experience penetrates you. See?
Yeah.
And well, so definitely. The answer is forgive your parents. And then you won't be going around creating your mom and dad in every environment you end up in.
But, you know, I used to say, you know, I forgive you. But
no, but you can't say it because it's not the words.
Yeah, well, what's the process? What's the action of forgiveness? What's true forgiveness?
True forgiveness occurs as you become aware of how you are really feeding off of not forgiving. You're really functioning out of getting energy from being angry. And so that's why, see, what you don't realize subconsciously, you're sabotaging yourself by creating your parents that you resent in every person you ever come in contact with in order to have any kind of relationship with them. That's how dysfunctional it is. So when you stop being angry, you stop recreating your home environment in every situation you end up in. And the way you do that is becoming objective to your own thoughts. You get out of the endless loop of thinking. See? Now, if you please will hang on, would you like, I'll send you the Be Still and Know exercise. Can I do that?
No, I have it.
Then you use it. Let me do this. I'll send you a copy of my meditation and the process of salvation.
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love
and then when you get that, call back. Call my dad, call me, either way.
Okay.
And you'll begin to understand there's a voice inside of you. It's not you. Talks to you. Stop listening to it. All right, that's the end of this program. It's 5128 if you'd like to get a copy. All the programs that you hear with myself and my dad, Roy Masters, are available on CD or tape, cassette tape. But go to the website and download Be Still and Know right now. If you have a computer, why wait? Or call 1-800-877-3227. This is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227. If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access to this.
www.patriotoutreach.org.